Hey, gang, Daryl Davis. So I am recording this just for my Pittsburgh group because I forgot to teach this. And actually, I'm going to send it to everybody in Pittsburgh that attended the 2 days, just so you have it. And that's the shiny penny list. Now, here's the concept and how this works. Is if you were to take all the buyers, I mean, if you take a buyer that says they want to buy a house for $200,000, you would put them in a price category, let's say 175 to 225, meaning that you would show them that price range. So you can do this with every buyer out there. You can take buyers and put them into price categories. Now, what we know about buyers is buyers say they want this, 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 this. You show them this, 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 and they wind up buying that. They buy something totally different, and then we have a horrible expression in our industry. You know what it is. Buyers are liars. And the fact is, and the truth is, that's not the case. Buyers buy not what they say they're going to buy. Buyers buy the shiny pennies, which is the best house in their price range. So let's go back to what I was saying. You take buyers and you put them in that price range of 175 to 225. Well, you would do the same thing with the houses. You would take all the houses in the market that you work and you put them into price category. It has nothing to do with style, bedrooms, baths. You just break your list of listings on that's for sale, not just with you, all of MLS, and put them into price categories. So let's say from 175 to 225, you've got 30 houses for sale listed with your company and other companies, all the houses for sale. Let's just say there's 30 in the market that you work. Of those 30, the rule of thumb is there's going to be somewhere around 5 or maybe 7 shiny pennies, meaning based on the square footage, based on the location, based on everything about this house, this is the next house that's going to absolutely sell because it's got more bang for the buck. If a buyer has close to $250,000 to buy a house, are they going to buy the worst that money could buy or the best? Well, obviously, it's the best. In other words, the shiny penny. So what you do, if you want to have a real financial breakthrough with buyers, my Pittsburgh friends, is that you want to take a look at all of the houses that are for sale in every price range category, pull out just the 5 or 7 best of the best shiny pennies, and create a separate list. And what do you think we call it? Yes, you guessed it, the shiny penny list. And make your own list and staple it. When a buyer comes into your office and they say, look, we're looking for $350,000, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, colonial with a full finished basement. And if you find in that same price category, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath ranch, and it's a shiny penny, you show it to them, regardless of what they told you. Why? Because buyers buy the best of the best. They buy shiny pennies. And here's one last thing I'm going to leave you with. The mistake that agents make is they'll take buyers out and they keep working the buyer. You know, they'll take a buyer out and show 10 houses. We don't want to do that. We want to take one house and show it 10 times, meaning find that shiny penny and work it till you sell it. If you take one house and you show it 10 times, the odds go through the roof that you're going to sell that house. Why? Because what do we sell for a living? We sell houses. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, if it's furniture, clothes, cars, we sell the product. We don't sell the customer. The customer buys it, but we have the product. We bring the customer to the product, and then they buy it. So get your listings, find the shiny pennies, work it till you sell it. I hope this helped. I'm sorry that I forgot to teach it at the seminar, but hey, the positive is you just now got a recording of it, and you can listen to it over and over again in case you missed it. All right, thanks for coming out, Pittsburgh. Love you guys, and I wish you the best. Great holidays, great rest of the year, great next year, and be powerful. Thanks. Bye.